Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
This time around, it's about a mama's boy. So, ladies, if you're familiar, if you've got a mama's boy in your life, you might want to sound off about this. It's from Joelle. Joelle says, "Hey, JKJ, need your help. My husband and his mom are close. Like, talk every day. She has a key to our house, and they have inside jokes. Kind of close." She says, "I've always tried to be respectful of their bond, but lately it's starting to feel like she sees me as a threat and she's not hiding it. So we were out to dinner recently, and I got up to use the restroom. When I came back, she had taken my seat next to him and straight up said, quote, 'You get enough time with him, I'm taking a turn.'"
Ooh.
What?
"And then gave
what?
Me an awkward smile." That is awkward.
I don't like that.
She said, "I tried to laugh it off, but honestly, it wasn't funny. It was kind of humiliating. We threw a couple jabs at each other, and it all ended with her saying, 'Oh, don't pout, kiddo. He's still going home with you tonight.'"
Oh, no. Because he would go home with his mom otherwise?
This is the mom that kissed her son on the lips till he was like 18.
Exactly, right? Oh, yeah, God. Yeah, the mouth kisses.
Joelle says, "That's when I got pissed and walked out. And now guess who's the bad guy? Me. According to my husband, I overreacted and I owe his mom an apology. Whenever I try to explain how I feel, he immediately jumps to her defense. It's like no matter what happens, she comes first. I'm stuck playing emotional second fiddle in my own marriage." That's kind of cute. Joelle says, "So tell me this, JKJ, am I crazy for being upset? How do I bring this up without it turning into another fight? How do I let him know that unless this gets fixed, the third person in our marriage might be the one packing her bags?" And that's her. So looking for some real talk here. And that's from Joelle. Ooh, I like this one.
Yeah.
I like this one a lot. So listen, we are going to open up the phone lines right now. If you want to sound off about Joelle's situation, about her husband being a bit of a mama's boy, was she in the wrong when she threw some jabs back and forth after the mom took her seat? Dare I say it, I used to be a bit of a mama's boy,
Katie. I was just going to ask if you've ever, if Nick Nack had to deal with
this. Like in the beginning of our relationship, we had to deal with some stuff.
Yeah,
like,
but it's
my
hard.
Mom came over once and like folded my clothes and made our bed and stuff.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. It was a different time.
Huh.
And when you're younger, when you're beginning your marriage, I'm sure there is that. The mom's like,
yes.
"Hey, I've done this. I've been here. Let me help so you don't make the mistakes I do." So I can't imagine Danny being super overbearing to where you don't want her a part of your life. But
she was around.
Like, you're like,
she was around, bless her.
Did she also put your footy pajamas on that day, too?
You know, tuck you in, read you a book.
Made me a sandwich and folded
some
my underpants.
Milk.
In the bed, just the three of us.
We made it all work out. Shut up, Josh. We made it all work out. So listen, phone lines are wide open. What should Joelle do about this? Should she apologize to the mother-in-law? Do you have some advice for her? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 will get you into the studios with JKJ. Right off the bat, we're going to get to Val, Robert, and Sarah. It looks like Val has been holding the longest. Hey, Val, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what do you think about Joelle and her mother-in-law?
Joelle needs to run far, far away.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, because one, the husband isn't really supportive of her feelings. So anytime she has an issue with the mother-in-law, you know, talking to the husband is going to be like talking to a board because he doesn't really care. And, you know, the next thing, she's just going to work her way in. And who knows? She may end up being the next door neighbor soon.
Oh, gosh. Mom's moving in next door.
We've talked about that with my parents. Like, if houses go up for sale in our neighborhood, we're like, hey, I sent it to my mom. I was like, you should move in. It's, like, super close.
Seriously?
Really?
Yeah, we have. Like, there was one that just went up for sale, like, across the street. And I sent my mom the link. I was like, hey, like, how convenient would this be?
Right there.
I don't know if Nicole's happy about that.
Right? I was like, did you check with your wife?
Yeah.
So, Val, I feel like you're speaking from experience.
My husband early in the marriage was a mama's boy. And it puts a lot of stress on the marriage. And we did not live far from his mom. So it was eventually, over the years, he finally started to realize that it takes a while, and you have to decide if you want to, you know, put up with that, or do you just want to move on?
Well, right. And Val, would you say that most marriages then, especially in the beginning, deal with some kind of this dynamic, at least a little?
I don't think so. My husband is very close to his mom. And I, you know, I have a son, and I definitely do not pull this kind of crap.
Okay. So, well, you have the frame of reference for it then, because you can say, I dealt with this, and I don't want to put this on my son because I didn't like it.
So you're telling her to break up and move on, huh?
Yeah, there was a while back a TV show called Mama's Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very eye-opening. I told my son, aren't you glad I'm not like that?
Did he say you are like
He's
that?
He's like, no, Mom, I love you.
Please tuck me
in. No.
All right, Val. Well, I'm going to mark you down as telling Joelle to run for it. Run for the hills. So,
get out of there.
Thank you. Thank you for holding for so long and calling this morning. We appreciate you.
Okay, thank you.
See you later.
Thanks, Val.
If anyone wants to sound off, it's 303-691-1649. Should Joelle stand up to the mother-in-law, stand up to the husband, spout off to the mother-in-law, spout off to the husband? I mean, there's so many options that she can do here. Robert, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. What do you think about this situation?
I know she's been trying to get through, but maybe she needs to sit down with them one-on-one, you know, or one-on-two or wherever, whether it's at a coffee shop, whether it's at home, or if it gets worse, go see a therapist and be like, yo, like, why is this going on? Like, I've tried to talk to you guys, and you guys just brush me off like I don't exist. And if they still just kind of act like nonchalant, like they don't give a, you know what,
yeah,
then she needs to go. Honestly, it's, I was a mama's boy for a while in our relationship. And, you know, over the years, I've grown to not so much rely on her for the small things and like this, that, the other thing. Now, if she were to offer, you know, we mutually either say yes or no. And it's one of those where she's stepped up in more of a wife form. And it's made me realize that, okay, I don't need my mom anymore. You know, I have another woman in my life who wants to take care of me and all this other stuff. So,
and you can make out with that woman.
Yeah,
unless you made out with your mom, Robert. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what kind of family you grew up in.
Not that far south.
Would you say, Robert, though, part of it was you realizing you needed to take your wife's side over your mom's? Like, is that a big realization moment?
Yes. I mean, we did have a sit-down moment where she's like, hey, you know, I'm seeing that your mom's helping you out a lot. And, you know, for us moving forward, I need you to step up more. Like, you know, not so much rely on your mom. And it's like, okay, you know, that was kind of an eye-opener going, okay, you know, I can kind of help out. And the further along we get, it's like, okay, now we're going to get married here soon. We're going to, you know, want to have
kids. Did you find it hard? Did you find it hard to stand up to your mom?
It wasn't so hard. You know, once, you know, I realized where my fiance was coming from, she's like, hey, you know, I need you to step up more and not rely on her. It's like, okay. And once my mom, you know, she gave her pins, I'm like, you know, coming from our perspective, seeing it from our side, this is what we think. And this is kind of the pathway we want to go. My mom was like, okay, yeah, you know what?
All right.
You two are adults. You guys need to step up. So it honestly kind of rubs off on the mom.
Okay.
She's kind of guiding her son down the wrong way.
Okay.
Not so much to rely on someone, but to rely on family. And what he has to realize, too, is he said, I do. She said, I do. From that moment on, that is your family. That is your blood.
That's your responsibility. All right, Robert, I appreciate the call, my friend. I'm going to put you down for, I don't know what I'm putting you down for. Leave him?
Yep.
Leave him.
She needs to go.
Bounce.
Okay.
Bounce out. Robert, thank you as always, buddy. Have a good day.
You guys as well.
Bye, later. Robert.
Sweet Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, you. Thanks for holding for so long.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so what do you think about Joelle and her mama's boy of a husband?
So I don't know that she necessarily needs to leave him right now, but she needs to have, like, a really serious talk with him. The whole time I was listening to you guys explain, you know, her message, I just kept going, like, oh, no, mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, this gets worse, it gets worse. And I just think it's really disrespectful. It reminded me of the show Wants to Know that you guys had, like, a month ago about the birthing scenario. I don't know if you guys remember that one.
Was it having the mom in the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that. Having the mom in the delivery room,
yeah. Yeah, and I feel like it's the same thing, and I just feel like it's like, what's with these men, like, taking their mom's side over their wife's side. And also, what the heck is with this mom? You know, like, isn't it a mom's job for her son, supposed to raise her son to, like, be a man and be a husband someday? And she's just not, like, allowing him to do that, you know?
She's kind of a sassy pants, she's isn't she? This mom is, like, sounds like she's mean, honestly. Like,
it's her baby boy.
The two quotes, you get enough time with him, and don't worry, kiddo, he's still going home with you tonight.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
But again, then again, maybe she just wants to spend a few minutes with her son at the dinner. I mean, is that bad? And we don't know how Joelle reacted. Like, did she have a big old temper tantrum?
Yeah, that's valid. Like, we don't know. We only have Joelle's side of the story, too. But I still think that the comments are totally inappropriate. And I think that her husband needs to be able to hear her more out, you know?
Hey, what do you think of that whole thing where it's, like, don't women look for a mama's boy? It's that whole thing, how you treat your mom is how they're going to treat you, right? So if he treats his mom well, he's going to treat you well. Is that still a thing?
But he's not treating her well if he's getting defensive to her and saying the things he's saying to her over this conversation with his mom, I think. Hmm. You know?
Yeah. I need to know how Joelle acted. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, I agree with that. Like, how you treat your mom is I don't know, I guess an okay rule of thumb. But, like, I don't know. We don't want to be, as wives or just, I guess, female partners, we don't want to be somebody's mother either.
Yeah. Thank you.
And we want to be a wife. And so it's like, if you have to tell your husband to chill out with his mom, we're kind of in a way mothering him at the same time. And that's not our goal as wives.
And I feel like if she even came in hot, Joelle, that maybe she's already just has a wall up in general because of other things in the past with her mom. So maybe she's got this wall up and she just goes to a 10 right off the bat, you know?
Well, it seems like in the email, this was the last straw for Joelle. You know, the dinner where she took her spot was like, that's it. I can't do this
But then
anymore.
Again, so maybe she did overreact because that's what the husband said. Whoa, you overreacted. She just slid over to say, hey, at dinner.
He should have taken her. Ooh. Like, I feel like he should have got up and sat next to her. I think that would have sent a clear message of, wait a minute, mom, you're crazy.
Do you know what my biggest question is, Sarah? Where were they at dinner? Where did they go? That's where I want to know.
I'm, like, imagining, like, Texas Roadhouse.
That's what I know, right? That's what I thought, Sarah.
About four Bud Lights deep and...
throwing rolls at
throwing
each other.
Fried pickles.
Like, honey butter everywhere. Like,
just relax, kiddo. You're going home with him. Give me another margarita.
Sarah,
you are so sweet. Thank you for calling in and sounding off this morning.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah,
bye,
later.
Sarah.
Bye. That's funny. Marnie. Hi, Marnie.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. What do you think about, first of all, where do you think they were at dinner?
Oh, gosh. Have no idea.
It could have been Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Right?
OG.
Olive Garden.
I didn't say Olive Garden. Applebee's. All right. So what do you want to say to Joelle?
Well, so I have the perspective of being married to a man who was kind of a mama's boy, and then also having a son. So, like, his mom gave me at our rehearsal dinner an apron with the apron strings cut off.
What?
As a symbol of, like, cutting off the apron strings and...
Like, he's all yours now?
Yes, exactly.
What? What a strange gift.
That is weird.
Like, you take over now.
Yeah, you can take over now. Wow. But overall, I think that just with more life experience, I think it's really, like, both parties need to kind of look at things from the other person's point of view. You know, having been that woman who wanted my husband to, you know, prioritize me, and then also having a son now who's dating, like, I respect his space, but I would want us to be able to communicate and not, like, cause those kinds of scenes in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read the book Let Them?
I am definitely a Mel Robbins fan, and I watch most of hers.
It's funny because Katie and I are both reading that right now, and that's a big part of that book.
It is.
Where you're mad about something, and then years later, you go back and look at it from the mom, let's say in this situation.
Their frame of reference.
Their frame of reference and their point of view, and then something clicks where you get it. You get why they were that way.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. Because, I mean, obviously, I still want to spend time with my son, but I'm also not going to monopolize his relationship with whoever he ends up marrying. Right. Just not going to do that.
Yeah.
You're a good mom.
Because you want him to have a healthy relationship that produces a healthy family and he gets all the healthy memories. And yeah, you're right. You're not going to get those if you're, you know, being the helicopter parent when he's in his 20s.
Exactly.
Yeah. Although it's nothing like mom's cooking. Like if mom came by every once in a while and just cooked something for me, I wouldn't mind that.
Well, yeah, but you can also go to her house, you know.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't have to come There's cook for you.
Something about mom's cooking, though.
Jeez. Something about it.
Marnie, you're so delightful. Thank you for calling this morning. Sounds like you're a good
Thank
mom,
you.
Too. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Thanks, right, Marnie. Bye.
Oh, we got a dude on the line. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's going on?
Just chilling.
Hey there.
What do you think about Joelle and her crazy mother-in-law?
Well, I was a bit of a mama's boy. And, I think just out and out leaving him, I think, is extreme. I think there's some conversations that have to be had for sure. There's a balance in this transition when this all happened. I don't know. I don't think we've talked about it. They're not married, right?
They are married. Mm-hmm.
They are married. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a transition for sure. It's two separate relationships for sure. I mean, you know, he's obviously got a long history with his mom, and now he's starting a new life, a new chapter of his life with her. And there's a transition time, and it can be painful with situations like this. But at the end of the day, you know, she's mad at her. I mean, and I get that he's not stepping up, and I think that takes some time. He will probably. And it's a weird position, and it's a tough position where he's sitting when you have that close relationship with your mom. But it happens. It just takes a little bit of time when you realize that those boundaries. And
I'm with you, buddy. Like being in the middle, it's like you're gonna piss somebody off no matter mm-hmm. what. You're gonna piss your wife off or your mom off.
You're losing one of those sides, and,
yes.
and it takes you time to realize what's more important. And he's gonna realize that, of course, his wife is the most important, but his mom's important too. I mean, that look, families, and they need to be able to be in the same rooms together and be able to get along, and that'll develop too. But it takes work. You can't just. Oh, I don't like this and this attitude. I mean, it's childish behavior. Don't get me wrong. The mom, what she's doing is very childish, but she's doing it on purpose. She wants to see the strength in the wife for her husband too. So
she wants to remain the alpha female, if you ask me too, like in that relationship, she wants to remain the alpha. And, I don't know if she feels threatened by this wife. I wonder if there's that too. She just feels threatened that she is going to get all the love. And mom's not going to get any love.
Shouldn't she?
I think it takes some time, and it's not fair for him at this point to be like, oh, you choose a side. Choosing a side in this situation is absurd. There's no sides in this matter. You have a mom and you have a wife, and it's not you shouldn't have to choose a side. They're adults, and they need to grow to be adults and handle these situations. And of course, the wife is a priority, but mm-hmm. but family still would be priority too.
Hey, Matt, how long did it take you to not be a mama's boy anymore?
It took a couple years. I mean, which was weird. My wife and my mom were like best friends until we got married. And then there was like a switch. So then she just had a difficult, it was just a tough relationship for her. It takes some time to, I think, as a mama's boy for me to, it's easy for us, I think, in the beginning to just be like, get over it. She's just being my mom, you know. But that's easy for us to say because she's been our mom for so long. We know that there may not, but not like understanding her feelings and listening to her feelings. That's where, in my opinion, this guy's probably going wrong. But he's going to get there. It just takes a little time.
It takes time.
Matt, this has been a great call.
I liked your call.
You are
Matt.
An expert.
Yeah.
I really believe it.
Well, you've been through it, so you can give a lot that perspective of hey, I was there, I did it, now we're on the other side. So you're
well
giving
done.
People hope, Matt.
Well done,
yes.
Matt.
Yes. Applause for you.
All right. Hey. I appreciate it. You guys are awesome. We love listening to you. So.
Well, we appreciate our listeners. So thank you for calling in, Matt. Have a great day, buddy.
Yeah, you too.
Later, dude.
Thanks, Matt.
He's spot on.
He really was.
Right. Like, it's just my mom. Relax, because you know her mannerisms and her attitude and how she is, and it's easy for a guy to say that. Oh, it's just my mom.
I don't get how.
Relax.
You don't take the side of the person you're sleeping with
all
the time. Like
Josh's perspective
comes down to Josh sleeping with somebody.
I mean,
I'm so
like,
surprised. Tanisha.
That's a good point,
Tanisha.
Good morning.
Hi. Just ignore Josh. He's a ball of hormones.
Josh makes a good
point.
He's horny.
I'm making a great point. No,
he's just
I'm
constantly horny.
I make a great point. Like, yes, it's your wife. You are good. Like, you're
the one,
with her.
The one time Josh chimes in on this, he's like, well, you're sleeping with her. Tanisha.
And he makes a good point.
He makes a great point.
He does.
Hi, Tanisha. I'm sorry you had to listen to that.
Hi.
All right. What do you think about Joelle?
Well, so this reminded me of, like, that dinner problem. Like, if you cook dinner and you have, who do you serve first? Do you serve your elders? Do you serve the men or do you serve the children? Who do you serve first? And it comes down, I think, to culturally how you were raised and brought up, which may come into play. Like, so you got, depends on how the mom raised the son. Does the son, does the mom teach the, that who comes first in the son's life? You have your wife, your mom, your wife, mm-hmm. and your daughter. Who comes first? So I think that's mm-hmm. that's why it reminded me of that problem.
That's a unique perspective. It could be cultural.
It is.
Yes,
it is really neat.
I didn't even think about that.
I didn't either. Yeah. I think that too. You know, it like Matt hit it on the head. It does take time. Like it takes so much time to work through all that. You know, I think if you were just asking me that question though, who do you serve first? I would go elders. So I don't know
Same.
If I would pick the mom. Like. You know, when it comes to serving people food, I would always pick the elders first.
Absolutely.
That's what you would think. But then you get some cultures that think the men get served ahead of the elders.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, of course you do.
And then you can sleep with the cook, right? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Tanisha, I got a question for you. If all four of us were out to dinner, who would get served first? You, Katie, me, or Josh?
Definitely Katie.
Yay!
Yay! That's good.
Because I'm always hungry, Tanisha. Is that why?
Because you guys are besties.
Because you're definitely my type and you're single and I'm single, so.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
Look at that.
Tanisha.
You can go, stuff your faces and find a man.
Shooting their shot. Look at that.
Hey, thanks for the giggles, Tanisha. You have a great Tuesday. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. You guys too.
Bye.
Bye, Tanisha.
All right, Delilah, you get the last word today.
Oh, wow.
I know. This is a lot, of pressure on you.
Well, I was just simply going to say that, Matt, I feel like Matt, the caller, had a really great point. Also, I had a similar situation, but not with the mom. I had a daddy's boy, and he would always make similar comments such as that. And I took the opportunity to kind of pull him aside and kind of talk to him, and he didn't really take my advice. So he said it again, and I made the comment just stating, you know, the way you treat me, your son will get the brunt of it at home. And from there, it just like changed. But I also have to say that, you know, she lost the little bickering between the mom. It sounds like the mom, it's all a game and she knows how to get underneath the wife's skin. So
yes.
By her acting like that, she's just... The husband's always going to side with the mom. So she just has to learn how to play the game. And this isn't like a big serious thing to get a divorce over. It's just learning how to play the game. And once she learns how to play the game, the mom will back off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a way to live, though, huh? That you got to constantly be thinking, like, what's going to happen at this family event?
Yeah.
Who's going to say what? I got to be ready
always
with some comebacks, you know?
Yeah.
Ugh, what a horrible way to live. That sucks. Well, sweet Delilah, thank you for the final word. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Right,
bye, Delilah.
Yeah, I think I'm with the listeners. Like, you don't leave the guy.
Oh, no.
No.
You
no,
don't
no.
need
no,
a divorce and leave the
you
guy.
Figure it
no,
out.
No, but a good sense of communication here on both sides. Like, you need to have a conversation with your wife. You need to have a conversation with your mom. You probably need to have a conversation with all three of you together.
Yeah.
I think that that's
Let
definitely.
Let them duke it out.
Yeah, well, it's how yeah. you work it out. The dynamic of this family is important, and it doesn't seem like this is enough to just leave it all, mm-hmm. you know? But, yeah.
Juicy email, though.
Yeah.
Get you thinking about a lot of things. Thank you so much for everybody texting in today, calling in. We call it Show Wants to Know. And if you have a dilemma going on in your life, shoot us a message. You might make it on air. You can follow us on social and send us messages there.